Tom Ex-Ralston Straight Shooters are on the air from coast to coast.
When it's Ralston time at breakfast, then it surely is a treat. The happiest folks play their Ralston, take gold and western green. Grandma says it is
delicious.
And if I before you're through, with a lot of cream, boys, your taste keen, it's top for breakfast too. Ask your mother in the morning, serve you up a steaming plate. It's Grandma holding cereal, and the cowboys think it's great. Once you try it, you'll say buy it, for it's really swell to eat. Today, Jimmy, Tuesday, it's best for you, Ralston cereal can't be beat.
Whisper Johnson and his man Nick, who were surprised and almost caught on the hidden mesa by Tom and the Wrangler, have just taken off in a fast plane and are speeding through the pitch blackness of the night to bomb the Verde River powder plant. Tom and the Wrangler emptied their six-shooters into the plane as it roared across the mesa, but are not certain they damaged the plane. The Wrangler believes that now there's no possible way to save the powder plant. But Tom, noticing black storm clouds have blotted out the moon, has hit on an idea that may stop Whisper Johnson. Just what it is, we'll learn in a moment. But first, here's your pal, the old Wrangler.
Howdy, street shooters, howdy. If you've been aiming to try shredded Ralston, the delicious, delightful, de-lovely, and delectable bite-sized ready-to-eat cereal, then here's your big chance. Yes, sir. Here's a golden opportunity to enjoy this bang-up cereal with a million-dollar flavor and get a swell, elegant Tom Mix Color Comics book at the same time. Now, this Tom Mix Color Comics book number 5 is a knockout. It's packed with thrilling action comics of Tom, Pecos, Jane, Amos, Q, Snood, and the characters you hear on these programs. Then it shows you how to do magic tricks that'll fool your friends, how to make things, games you can play, puzzles you can work, facts about the West, and a world of information all in pictures. You'll go daffy over this big, fascinating colored comics book. And it doesn't cost you a dime. No, sir, you can get your copy free just by trying Shredded Ralston, the cereal that makes breakfast the best meal of the day.
Straight shooters, to get the Tom Mix Color Comics Book 5 absolutely free, simply mail 2 Shredded Ralston box tops with your name and address to Number 1 Checkerboard Square, St. Louis, Missouri. That's all you have to do, and your Tom Mix Color Comics Book Number 5 will be sent to you right away. This offer is good only in the United States. And now, come on up to the trail that leads down from the hidden mesa. Tom and the Wrangler, hurrying through the darkness, have almost reached the bottom where they left their horses.
Come on, Wrangler. Hurry. Every second counts now.
I'm making it as fast as I can, Tom. This plaguey trail is so narrow and full of rocks. I ain't got no skin at all left in my right shin bone.
We're nearly at the bottom.
Well, I don't see what we can do when we get there. Whisper Johnson's streaking in his plane for the powder plant. The bomb's all ready to let loose and blow the whole shebang higher than a kite.
That storm coming up gives us just one chance, Wrangler.
I don't see what the storm's got to do with it.
There'll be no moon to show Whisper Johnson his target.
But the lights will show him, Tom. The lights of the powder plant. Also, them big searchlights they got ready to sweep the sky the moment they hear his motor.
That's what I mean. Now, one chance is to black out the plant by putting those lights out, Wrangler. With no lights and no moon, Whisper Johnson can't find the place from the air.
Glory, you're right.
Here's the bottom of the trail. We'll lift the horses down here to the right.
I hope the thunder they're still there. Calico gets powerful nervous when he smells a storm.
Listen, Wrangler. Hear that?
That humming?
Yeah. That's Whisper's plane. He's up there to the north, circling and trying to get his bearings. Evidently, he can't fly by instrument, and he got mixed up in his directions when he took off. Okay, Tony, we're coming. Come on, let's travel, Wrangler. And let's hope that Whisper stays lost till we reach the powder plant.
Here, Calico, it's me.
You ready, Wrangler?
Ready and raring.
Okay, up, Tony, up on.
Here,
come on.
Calico.
Come on, Tony, come on, boy. The Harcon's nearly over. Main road just ahead.
Calico, will you stop putting down your heels so hard? My liver's clean up against my Adam's apple.
Wrangler, hear that?
Huh?
That plane. It's heading this way now.
Varmint's figured out where he is, sounds like.
Yeah. He's up there in the dark somewhere, right over our heads and on a beeline for the powder plant.
Tom, look up ahead. What's that glow in the sky? Is it a fire?
No. No, the men at the powder plant have heard Whisper Johnson's plane. They've turned on their searchlights to pick him out.
Thunderation. They're giving the location of the plant dead away to him.
Well, they're simply following orders, Wrangler. If there was a moon, it wouldn't matter.
Well, there goes our last chance of saving the plant.
Whoa.
What are we going to do now, Tom?
We don't have to get to the powder plant to turn off those lights, Wrangler.
Why don't we?
We can turn them off right here.
Tom, are you gone crazy?
No, Wrangler. Listen. This is the main road. The road that leads to the powder plant.
Sure, I know that.
Poles are the ones that carry the lines to the plant. If we can cut the line, every light of the plant will go off.
But, Tom, you ain't got no way to cut it.
I'll find some way, Wrangler.
But them wires carry enough current to strike a man dead like a bolt of lightning.
Those lights at the powder plant have got to be put out before Whisper Johnson's plane flies over, Wrangler. See if you can pick out that wire with your flashlight, and then get back out of the way.
Okay, Tom.
I'm going to try to throw a rope over it.
There she is, right up there.
Yeah, I see it.
But, Tom, you're playing a sudden death.
Here goes. Okay, no fireworks yet.
The rope's over the wire, but now what?
Now Tony and I take off. There's plenty of slack in the rope, and I reckon when we reach the end of it, the sudden pull on that wire will break it like a violin string. You and Calico get back out of the way, Wrangler. When that live wire hits the ground, it'll look like the 4th of July. You ready, Tony, old boy? Okay, let's go! Up, boy, come on!
High up in the darkness over Verde Canyon, Whisper Johnson, at the controls of the low-winged monoplane, heads directly for the lights of the powder plant.
Didn't I tell you it'd be easy, Nick? We don't need any moon to show us our target. The place is lit up like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, I guess this is one time Mitch has been outsmarted, eh, Whisper?
There's nothing you can do now. All we gotta do is to fly over, drop the bomb on the powder magazine, and then head south for the border and the hideout at El Diablo.
Yeah, that sounds okay, but how are we going to find our way?
You leave that to me, Nick. I'll get it there.
Well, you didn't do so good after we made that takeoff from the mesa. Till we saw the lights of the powder plant, we was lost.
I know which way is south. All we got to do is to head south, and we'll get to El Diablo sometime.
And we're almost over the plant. Shall I get the bomb ready, Whisper?
Not yet. I'll fly over once to get the lay of the land. Then I'll circle, come back, and dive.
Okay.
Hey, them searchlights are picking us up.
Searchlights can't hurt us.
We're right over the plant.
Yeah. And that's the building right down there we want to hit.
Hey, what's all them little flashes of light down there?
Rifles?
You mean they're shooting at us?
Sure, they're shooting at us, you dope. Don't worry, they can't do us any damage at this height.
Yeah, but how about when we circle back and dive down there?
We'll be moving too fast for them to hit us. And after the bomb lets go on the powder magazine, there won't be anybody alive down there to do any shooting.
You ain't kidding about that.
Then we pass over the plant, Whisper.
Okay. Slide the bomb into the rack. No, wait.
Huh?
Try out the release first. We don't want to slip up.
All right. Yeah, that's okay.
All right. Now slide the bomb in place.
Yeah. All set.
Now remember, keep your hand on the release lever. I'll give you the word to pull. You got that straight?
Yeah, you give me the word.
All right. I'll circle back for the dive.
I sure hope nothing goes wrong and you can't pull out of that dive.
Stop worrying. I can handle this crate.
Hey, them searchlights are trying to pick us up again.
Not a good it'll do them. Just about 60 seconds flat, I'll circle around, and the Verde River Canyon powder plant will be nothing but a pile of twisted junk.
Hey, Whisper. Where is the powder plant?
Huh?
It was right over there just a second ago. Now I don't see it.
That must be behind it.
Oh, no, it ain't. And it ain't under us. There ain't a light showing anywhere. It's nothing but pitch darkness all around down there.
Well, love a mic. You're right.
What's happened?
The powder plant lights must have gone out. Something's gone wrong with the juice.
Holy smokes. What are we going to do now?
Keep your shirt on. They'll go on again in a minute.
Yeah, but suppose they don't. Everything's back as your hat.
Don't get panicky, you fool.
I told you we shouldn't have tried it tonight. Let's go back to the mesa and wait.
How can we go back to the mesa? There's no moon and we couldn't see the land.
This is one of Mix's tricks and we've fallen right smack into it.
How did Mix have anything to do with it? We left him and Wrangler up there on the mesa. They couldn't have reached the powder plant this time.
Well, then why did the lights go out? We better beat it, Whisper, or we still got a chance.
We're not running until we got a good reason to run. Cruise around and wait to see if those lights down there come on again.
Yeah, but supposing they don't?
Then we head south for El Diablo before daylight. We're perfectly safe as long as... Hey, look at that gauge.
What gauge?
A gasoline gauge. It only registers a quarter full.
Something's gone wrong with it. I filled the tank clear full last night.
Are you sure?
Positive. It was so full it wouldn't make another drop.
That's funny. We'll see where the cage would go wrong. Well, nothing to bother about.
What's the matter? It was quick.
Piece of cloth. Your hat or a piece of shirt, anything.
Hurry up,
you fool. The gas tank. The gas tank.
I don't know what you're...
There's a bullet hole in the gas tank, don't you see?
Oh,
that's where our gas is on. Plug it up. Don't sit there with your mouth open. Do something.
Yeah, of course.
We must have been losing gas ever since we took off from the Mesa. One of those slugs from Mixon Wrangler threw us and plugged our gas tank.
Come on, what's the matter with you? What, do you got a move on, Nick? Get that whole stuff open. Be quick about it.
And down below on the road that leads to the Dobie Airport, Tom and Wrangler race through the darkness on Tony and Calico.
I don't get it, Tom. You put out the lights at the powder plant for breaking the power line, and then instead of heading for the plant, we're heading for the airport.
Come on, Tony. Come on, boy. The plant's safe for the time being, Wrangler. Whisper Johnson's flying around up there in the darkness wondering what's happened.
Yeah.
We're going after it.
Huh?
That plane they promised me. It should be at the airport by now.
You mean we're going sky chasing?
That's just what we're going to do.
But when Whisper hears us coming, won't he run for it?
Where's he going to run to? He can't go back to the Mesa and land without lights. And if he heads for some other hideout, we'll follow it. Listen. He's circling around up there. He's lost, Wrangler. Hopelessly lost. He picked out that airport beacon up ahead. The only light he can see. And he's wondering what it is, trying to get his bearings.
Yeah, but Tom, even if we do follow him up there in the plane, how are we going to keep on his trail?
We can follow him by the exhaust plane from his motor. His airport gate. Come on, Tony. Come on up, boy.
Get along, Gallico. See anything of the plane, Tom?
No, not yet. Oh, Tony.
Go ahead, Gallico. Here.
Hello. Hey, that's you, mate?
Yes, Charlie. Have you seen anything of an army plane that was to be flown here for me tonight?
I sure have.
It's out there on the runway, gassed up and ready to go.
Good.
Come on, Wrangler. We've trailed some pretty low-down hombres by foot and by horse. But this time, we're going after a couple of high-flying buzzards by air. Come on, let's go.
What will happen when Tom makes plans into the fast army pursuit ship and takes off into the darkness after Whisper Johnson? On Monday, we'll join Tom in the most thrilling chase of his career. Be sure to listen in.
Great shooters, would you like to see how Tom Mix shot it out with a bad man in the streets of Dobie some time back? All shown in colored pictures that fairly take your breath away? Would you like to read the hair-raising story of Tom's narrow escape from death in the underground treasure vaults of the Toltecs, told in a comic that'll knock you for a loop? Then be sure to send in pronto for your copy of the Big Tom Mix Color Comics book number 5. You'll find not only these, but other exciting comics starring the characters you hear on these programs in this fascinating Big Color Comics book. Now, this Tom Mix Color Comics can't be bought anywhere at any price. But here's Don Gordon to tell you how you can get your copy free if you act right away.
Straight-shooters, to get your free copy of the sensational big 35-page Tom Mix Color Comics book number 5, just mail 2 shredded Ralston box tops with your name and address to number 1, Checkerboard Square, St. Louis, Missouri. Let me repeat that address. It's number 1, Checkerboard Square, St. Louis, Missouri. That's all you have to do, and we'll send you this color comics book right away. This offer is good only in the United States. But hurry, get your order in tonight. Tomorrow, sure.
Hold on, Tom. Strip my gears. It's roundup time. So let's get going.
Well, it's Ralston time at breakfast. Then surely it's a treat. Hamlet's full-flavored Ralston. It's golden western wheat. Wrangler says it is
delicious.
And you find before your food. With a lot of green boys, you're tasting it's top for breakfast, too. Ask your mother in the morning, serve you up the steaming plate. It's grandma whole wheat cereal, and the cowboys think it's great. Once you try it, you'll stay by it, for it's really swell to eat. Jane and Jimmy too say it's best for you, Ralston cereal can't be beat.
This is Don Gordon speaking for Shredded Ralston and inviting you to listen to another exciting Tom Mix Western Adventure program on Monday.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.